What's up, Ballpark Beef fans? Season 2 finale. We're live. We got a Super Bowl winner. We got pitchers and catchers reporting. Spring training's in the air. And we got an episode full of Mofongo for you. So run that music.
Mofongo. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? How we doing? Season 2 finale, as Jimmy said. It's crazy. This is going to be the 45th episode. That's a lot. We've been around for a while. It's almost about a year now. We're going to take a little break because there's going to be nothing to absolutely talk about. And we'll rerun it once we got some baseball action to talk about. So we'll be coming back. I think we said our first episode will drop March 20th. So season 3, March 20th. Okay. For all y'all say at the end, but most people only watch probably the first 5 minutes of this. So, but I hope you guys are doing well, boys. Fun trip, right? Good trip.
I know, amazing trip.
Amazing trip ended pretty unfortunately. I got food poisoning, and finally today I'm 100%. Everything is solid at this point. Maybe TMI.
Oh, so soft.
Maybe TMI, but yeah. So guys, how you doing? We had a little beef pre-record, but I think the beef's settled for now. Maybe it may flare up in some discussions, but how we doing this week, boys?
Hey man, we're always going to have beef here. I don't know what Jimmy's shaking his head about.
I'm shaking my head because that man's just distracted while we're recording. He's so monotone in the intro. I came with all this energy, telling him it's the season finale. It's got spring training in the air, and this man is distracted looking at his Madden ratings or some shit.
I'm not.
I mean, the dude didn't even want to talk about his bachelor party, but he just said, yeah, it was unfortunate that how it ended.
Get your head in the game, bro.
My head's in the game, all right?
Your head's left in that bed for 24 hours with that stomach virus you had.
My man went from needing an 18-foot hallway just to walk straight to being in bed for 24 hours.
Dude was zigging and zagging, you know what I mean?
That was a good night. That was a good night. I'll tell you that.
Phillip said we didn't go on the slide.
We did not go down the slide. Well, it wasn't open the first day, the first actual day. So that sucked, you know?
But hey, now we're back at it. We got another week under our belt and bigger and better things coming in a few months.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, season 3 is going to be, it's going to be bigger and better than season 2. There's, you know, you can only get better at that point, right?
There may be
new brand deals, I don't know. Jimmy's got some things in the works.
You know, I got merch on deck. I got the warehouse full of stuff.
We may have, you know, we're going to do more guests. I know you guys liked the guests. I saw the impressions in the analytics. You guys like the guests. Football fantasy football corner was a big thing. Clearly, you dynasty nerds enjoyed that. So we'll keep that up. You know, with the draft, the dynasty draft that'll be coming up. Nick still doesn't want to trade his picks because he's soft. I'm in a very fucked situation because Zay Flowers wants to go domestic assault. Well, all right, let's not accuse anybody.
He was accused.
He was accused. I'm sorry. Innocent until proven guilty, though.
He wasn't convicted yet, but not convicted. Why would you be accused if you didn't do anything?
Innocent until proven guilty. Hopefully he's innocent, because if he's guilty, my offseason plans are just... But yeah, let's talk about the Super Bowl. Then maybe we'll do a quick little fantasy thing. Hi, Mama Campanelli. So, Niners, Chiefs. I think we all saw how this was going to end. The Chiefs won in overtime with 15 seconds left in the first half of overtime, first quarter of overtime. With the new overtime rules, each team has a chance to score. 49ers took the ball first, went down, scored a field goal. I'm sorry, in that situation, you have to go for the touchdown. I'm sorry. You have to.
Well, first of all, my thing is, what's your take on the 49ers taking the ball first?
I mean... Honestly, you take the ball second to see what the first team does. It could have been a thing to get their defense back up to speed. Their defense was just on the field for like 6-7 minutes on the last drive. You never know. You know, I know they say all these things in the media. Oh, we didn't know. Our plan was, Shanahan said we were hoping for a third chance. But honestly, like, it could have been the defense thing. I mean, the defense could have been tired. Like, when you go, when you're going 6-7 minutes in the fourth quarter, you're fucking gassed. I mean, we don't know from personal experience, but I mean, I can only imagine these, you know, these freaking big human athletes are completely gassed at the end of a football game. So, I mean, it could have been
6 or 7 routes on you guys, and I gas you out. So, you know, it's kind of crazy how you guys can't even keep up with me for 6 or 7
You were gassed too.
Oh, but like, I was zooming past you. That's the thing. Like, you had no shot against me.
Well,
how many catches do you have? Like, 2?
Wasn't it?
Speed don't mean nothing. You got no hands.
Yeah, that your hands were ass. You had cinder blocks for hands.
I pitch, I don't catch. You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I mean, even if your defense is tired, I still think you take the ball second, you know, see what they do. You know, maybe the defense gets lucky on a mistake that the Chiefs make, but I think taking the ball second, you're giving yourself 4 downs instead of 3 downs and then a decision on 4th.
Yeah, man. I mean, I will say this. That was probably one of the best Super Bowls I ever watched. Very, very competitive game.
I thought it was a very fair game, too, with the refs.
It took OT to decide it. And, like, I know last second's not actually the end of OT. But, you know, it was a very good game. And the Chiefs and Taylor Swift won.
It was a walk-off tut.
Did you guys know this was the second highest viewed live event behind the moon landing?
Wow.
Yeah.
The moon landing, no.
Yes, it is.
That is very interesting.
It's the second highest. I got a question though. What do you guys think could top this? Like, all right, it has to be a live televised event in the United States. What could top the moon landing? Just let me get the moon
another
landing. Super Bowl?
Let's get another moon landing.
I know the Super Bowl had like 123 million.
So it was 120 million, and then the moon landing was 150 million. So what could top that?
The only thing I could think of is a Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl.
A Dallas Cowboys New York Jets Super Bowl.
Definitely not the Jets.
No, probably like aliens, right? Like,
yep.
First meeting of aliens, like, all right, guys, we're going to do a live broadcast of Area 51 of human interaction with aliens. I feel like that would break it. For those who believe in aliens, I don't know, but that's just a thought. I think that would kill it.
Yeah, for sure.
Or maybe...
That'd be too scunny. That'd be too scunny, million.
Easily. Yeah. I mean, unless, you know, like... Yeah, that's it. That's all I could think of. You guys got any ideas?
What was the population for when there was a moon landing? Because that seems like a lot of people for back then.
It was an estimated 650 million people around the globe watched as the Armstrong did the, you know, small step for man, giant leap for mankind.
Oh, you said 150.
Yeah, but it's one sec. Around, I'm talking about in American viewership. So 650 million around the globe. And then 150 million in the States.
Okay, so just under 25% watched that in the States.
25% of the people in the country.
Well, no, it was more. That's what I'm saying. Like, back then, what was the population?
Let's see. Population.
Probably like 50% or more.
Population.
What a tangent we're on right now.
U.S. Yeah, I heard it on the radio. They were talking about it. I was like, this will be interesting. So the total population, residing population in the United States in 1969, which was when the moon landing was about 202 million.
That's what I mean. It was like the majority.
That's
75%.
Yeah. 75% of people were watching it. And what is the population now?
It'd be like what?
Population's now 330 million.
330.
So what would that, I think aliens would take would be 75%, I think.
Yeah.
Because like, this was the perfect storm, like Chiefs, Taylor Swift brought in viewers. Like she
100%.
She brought in like
people who've never watched football were cheering for the Chiefs because of Taylor Swift. It's great for the game of football, but for people who don't like seeing Taylor Swift every 10 minutes, it's unfortunate.
You know, but I saw something that said she had 54 seconds of her viewed throughout the Super Bowl on TV.
I mean, she had a full commercial.
No, but I'm saying like her in the stands, she only had 54 seconds. They only showed her like seven times.
That's a lot.
54 every time. Showed her every time Kelce made a play.
I don't think that's like a lot for a popular person like her.
You have to think about it. How quickly do they pan out? Like 1 to 2 seconds?
With her, nah, at least like 3 to 5.
Okay, so if they showed 54 seconds, how many times was that? 10 times.
I mean, I think 10 is an average for her.
How long's a commercial usually? 30 seconds, right? She almost had two commercial lengths. You know how much people pay for a commercial in the Super Bowl?
More than we could afford.
More than a lot of people could afford.
More than you could afford a Monopoly, too. No, I'm kidding.
But yeah, it's crazy, man. But very good Super Bowl. Fun. It was a good Super Bowl. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a good matchup. And we're off to New Orleans next year, baby. New Orleans.
Isn't it, before we go to New Orleans, isn't it crazy how like the game changed once Greenlaw tore his Achilles?
I mean, he's one of the best coverage backers.
No, yeah, but it just shows how important these players are. I mean, dude runs onto the field, tears his Achilles, and then the wide receivers on the Chiefs have like 10 receptions.
Bro, how unfortunate. You're being a gamer running back on the field and you pop your Achilles. That is fucking awful. I'm sorry. That is just like the worst.
On par with Aaron Rodgers for sure.
Yeah.
The first play, you pop it, like running onto the field, you pop it in the Super Bowl.
But like Aaron Rodgers, it was like just like devastating for every Jets fan. That was devastating. That, like, if I was a Jets fan, I would have, like, cried. Because, like, that was your one final. You're like, all right, we're going to be good this year, finally. And now it's like, all right, we got a 40-year-old coming back off for a popped Achilles. Mm-hmm. And Jets fans still think he's going to be good. So, God bless him. That's what I'm going to say. God bless him.
4 plays into the season, and you're like, well, we're done. See you next year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But let's talk some baseball. Pitchers and catchers are reporting soon. Guys, let's talk about how there's 3 big names that haven't been signed yet. And kind of like what's going on with the market? Is Boris just like holding it hostage? Is it more of a market issue? Is it more of a team need issue? But the big names right now would be Blake Snell, who won a Cy Young, his second. Jordan Montgomery, who was a World Series pitcher, played very well for Texas. And then Cody Bellinger, who, you know, he's been up and down, but he does have an MVP, and he's good when he's on. So what do you guys think? Do you think it's like a Boris holdup? Is he just asking for too much? Is the market just really slow? I mean, we just saw Soler sign, primarily a DH for, what was it, around $13, $14 million a year? 14 a year. So, I mean, what do you guys think? What's going on? It's kind of frustrating. I feel like MLB needs to put in like, kind of like how the NFL has a deadline day for free agent signings, because this sucks, you know?
Well, let's put it this way. It says Blake Snell's original projection is 6 years, $150 mil. You think that's too much?
The Yankees offered that, by the way.
Yeah, so you think that's too much?
I think...
I would say no.
I don't think it's too much. I think Snell wants to get a deal. I mean, this can be his last contract, I would say. I think he wants to make money in his last contract, which is understandable. So I understand him holding out, but I'm just surprised the Cy Young winner, a lefty, is, you know, getting shafted right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's the money if someone's already offered that.
Yeah.
He's just not as available as other starting pitchers. He's often hurt. There's the concern there. But yeah, Boris is by all means necessary for the players. So when it comes to players being on their walk year at the end of their rookie contracts, they will go to free agency. They won't sign early. They'll test the market. And when they get to the market, then they're going to be in the situation where, like, if they don't get the money that they're expecting, then they're not going to sign. And this is what's happening with these 3 clients. This is what's going to happen with Pete Alonso. If you're not offered the money, you're not going to sign.
Yeah, but like, so what do you do? Like, you ride
into...
You don't
do anything. So you have to go into, like, having Scott Boris as your agent, knowing that, hey, this is the risk you're taking. You are... all into his vision. You probably have to be like aligned with him or else you're not his client.
I mean, do they go into the spring training and then sign a short-term deal and try again next year? Do they just hold out until someone signs them? Like, that's, we'll you know, it's, I mean, it's only February 13th. It's still time, but it's pretty crazy.
I don't think it's collective bargaining. I think it has to do with the asking price for Boris clients.
Yeah.
Maybe they're trying to send him a message. Like, you can't bully us just like we can't bully you, you know? Like, maybe there's a little bit of a game going on. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting, but hopefully they find a landing spot soon, you know?
You also missed another big name on this list with Matt Chapman.
I wouldn't say he's a big name.
I mean, his projection is $25 million a year.
Which is, I don't think he'll get $25 million.
He also improves 20 ball clubs, third base position at least.
That's fair. But do you think he's worth $25 million?
Who's his agent?
Is it Boris?
I have no clue.
Hold up.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that out.
What do you think of Bellinger's projection, 7 years, 147?
How old is he? Yeah, he's Boris. Matt Chapman's Boris as well.
Bellinger is 28.
Seven. I mean,
that'll put him at 35, just about 25 a year.
Makes sense. I don't like
only 20 a year.
I don't like how his
147.
So
147 is 21.
It's 20.
His career is just so up and down. Bellinger. I feel like
he went from the worst. He went from the worst hitter to like one of the best hitters year to year. I don't think a player like that is worth 20 mil.
No. What would be your projections for those four guys? Where would they sign? Who wants to go first?
Honestly, I could see Blake Snell going to Philly.
Philly?
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
That would be scary.
Do all of mine, or we're going to do player by player?
Just do all of yours at once.
Oh, shit.
All right, we can do player by player. It'll be easier.
Yeah, do player by player. So Blake Snell, I got him going to Philly.
Snell could go, or could he go? Maybe he goes to San Francisco. Maybe they jump on their big fish. They got a bat. Maybe they need a pitching. Who knows?
I think he revisits the Yankees and signs with the Yankees.
I think that's a fair choice too, because they offered him a contract.
I think they're still the only team to offer him a contract. So there's obviously interest. It's just that he wants to bite at their price,
right?
You know,
Belly. I'd say the Cubs.
I'd say he goes back to the Cubs.
I'm gonna throw a wild one and say he goes to the Padres.
I don't think he fits what they're going for right now.
What I'm saying right now is they have two outfielders on their 40-man roster.
That's not enough.
They might drop a bag.
I don't know. I don't think we'd. I don't know. Maybe. I think
Monty. Yeah.
Goes back to the Rangers. I think he resigns with the Rangers.
Well, I have my hopes up that he signs back with the Cardinals.
The Cardinals
we need him.
Hit this offseason.
We need him.
You've done your starting pitching shopping. You did it in like December or November.
You did it at Goodwill. You did it when it was on sale. You did the clearance section.
Yep. And then who else we got? Chapman?
Chapman,
He can go anywhere. He can go anywhere, right?
I mean, any team that needs a third baseman, yeah. I mean, he's a defensive god. The only issue is his hitting stats are just kind of up and down.
He's about average, a little over average usually.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a good WAR.
His defense.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say he signs back to Toronto.
Yeah, I mean,
he could go anywhere, but right now I just think he signs back with Toronto.
I think he's got a harder market because there's so many teams that he can really go to. I can't really predict a team for him.
Yeah, I've heard the least amount of rumors about Matt Chapman.
Yeah, you don't got any insiders on anybody right now?
Oh, you're passing Junior, remember?
Oh yeah, I forgot. We did find out that Pete is going to test out free agency. How does that make you feel, Jimmy?
What I expected from a Boris client.
Yeah, I mean, I was hoping they'd lock him up, but Boris clients love to test the market.
And, they do. I think he ends up re-signing eventually.
Yeah. I think he wants to be a Met for life.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think so.
I don't know why he would want that.
Why would I want it?
Dude, just might as well just put an L on his forehead.
Any guy, right, huh?
Let's.
That was a little harsh.
That was harsh. That was harsh. Let's talk about our bets though. Who's got the bet list? Because we had
the bet list out.
We had some good juices flowing in on this trip we took, and some of it's interesting. You guys might want to hear it. So we'll wait on Jimmy, but for now,
I think we got some, up like 6-7 bets.
Yeah, we got some fun ones.
All right, cool. Some stuff to analyze and talk about.
I got a problem.
What's your problem? They're not there?
No, the problem is autocorrect. Corrected 2 4-for-4s between Lindor and Color. COLOR. Better season. OPS plus WAR and average. Who did we put there?
That was Volpe.
Yeah. Okay.
Color from Volpe. Okay.
Yep, so autocorrect's kind of screwed us there. All right, so you heard that one first. So 2 4-for-4 is Lindor and Volpe, who has a better season between their OPS plus, WAR, and average. The person who takes 2 out of 3 categories wins the bet.
Honestly, I got Lindor.
I got Volpe, man. It's Lindor. Volpe's going to have a breakout year, and you're going to be upset, Jimmy. That's all. You're going to be very upset.
We got worst record bets between the Mets, Cardinals, and Yankees. Mostly me betting that the Mets won't have the worst record. We're just going to glaze over some of those. But so another spicy one here. Ready? 4-for-4 that Kodai Senga has a better year than Gerrit Cole. It's on ERA plus, K per 9, and opponent batting average. Because obviously we know Senga's volume is a little bit less than Cole.
That's too much. That's too spicy.
Jim, when we're done with these 4-for-4 bets, just let us know what you were smoking at the time of these bets so I can have some.
I will send you the loud. Oh, we got records in specific months. So the Mets record in June, we have over 12.5 wins for me. Yankees record in April, 16.5 wins. Nick has the over. No, Nick has the under, sorry.
John has the over.
And then the Cardinals record in August, Nick has the over on 12.5 wins. Then rounding out the smoking, whatever that loud is during the 4-for-4 bets, we have Nimmo having a better year than Alex Verdugo. Garbage.
Whoa, you can't round it up because you missed one.
Which one did I miss?
Our Goldschmidt and Pete Alonso one.
We didn't do one?
Take that bet?
No.
Damn, you were that scared?
Yeah, I was that scared. But like I said, rounding it off, Nimmo over Verdugo in batting average, OPS, and homers, that's a easy dub for me.
Copy.
Well, we know he ain't winning the homers.
Nimmo?
No.
No.
Nimmo's not having more homers than Verdugo?
No.
No.
Is Verdugo a slugger that I don't know about?
Nimmo had 24 last year. Let's see how much Verdugo had.
Verdugo's never had more than 13 home runs in a year.
All right, but he's in Yankee Stadium.
He's been at Boston, right?
Yeah, I mean,
he's got to hit it like 450 to hit a home run in Boston. All you got to do is hit it 310.
He's also got the pesky pole
in New York. Yeah, but that's super polling.
Y'all were wilding so much that I had to exit the chat.
My boy just dip-skied on us.
Leave because you were wilding so much. Verdugo is no way hitting more homers than Nimmo.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I
guess we're going to have to find out in the 2024 season.
Yeah, man, it's coming. You guys excited?
What do we have, a month until spring training, right?
You excited for all the Mets fans in spring training to be like, yo, this team may be legit, man. The spring training Mets.
You can't forget the April Mets. April Mets are pretty good.
Vientos is going to start hitting screamers. He's going to look like future all-star third baseman. Francisco Alvarez is going to look like the next coming of Mike Piazza. Pete's going to hit for average in spring training. What else? Nimmo's going to become the next coming of prime Jacoby Ellsbury.
A lot of high hope.
Starling Marte is going to be back to old Starling Marte. Who's your left fielder?
Nimmo.
Who's your center fielder? Oh, Bader is going to hit for above my weight. And then the spring training Mets are going to be in full force. Jose Quintana is going to have like three great three-inning starts. Tyler McGill is going to look like the next coming of Garrett Cole. Peterson's going to look like Blake Snell. Like, the spring training Mets are going to be full effect. Mets fans are going to be so excited. April hits, they start hot. Like, maybe, like, how many games are in April 18 usually?
18 wins, probably.
18 wins.
18 and 6.
All right. Then May, it's like, all right, little mid-month.
Little 500 ball.
June, it's like, all right, it's getting a little worse. Getting a little worse. July, before All-Star break, it's like, all right, what's going on? After All-Star break, the wheels have fallen off completely. Completely.
Driving on rims.
And the Mets are back to Citi Field. You could get front row seats for $20. So that's what we look forward to, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. The 2024 New York Mets baseball season.
That's what we look forward to. Jimmy, do you have a rebuttal to that or no?
Yeah, I'm stuck on a point you made like about 5 minutes ago after you started talking out of your asshole.
Which one was that?
You said Nimmo is as good as a prime Jacoby Ellsbury.
Yeah, he's going to be as good as prime Jacoby Ellsbury when he won MVP.
Jacoby Ellsbury's never won MVP, and he had one good year, probably because he juiced.
What year was that?
2011.
Yeah,
every
prime.
Other year was worse than Nimmo's career averages.
That was his prime.
Nimmo's a way better player. Nimmo's a way better. What a short prime. 27 and out.
All right, let's do the Cardinals season. Ready?
No, but what about the Mets season? I didn't even get a chance to talk about the bullshit.
All right, go ahead. Talk about the bullshit. Because I'll do one for each of our teams, because that was fun.
It's not bullshit, because that's exactly what happens.
He said that was fun.
All right, let's do the Cardinals. All right, so the Cardinals...
What about the retirement home?
They're going to have a decent spring training. The young guns are going to shine and bring some enthusiasm to the St. Louis faithful. April hits, and the starting pitching hits them like a fucking brick. They have, as one of our friends quoted, the most geriatric starting rotation in the league. It's the definition of a bargain bin starting rotation. Sorry, Nick. I mean, it's just the best way to put it. I think the April Cardinals will be good, jolted by their offense. May Cardinals will be decent. June Cardinals will be decent. And once the later months hit, the pitching staff will start to fall apart, and you'll be seeing guys from the minors come up to try and pitch. Kind of like the Reds of last year, where they had like just like multiple starting pitchers from the minors come and pitch. And I think that's what's going to happen with the Cardinals. And that's why I had the Cardinals having a worse record than the Mets. But just based off pitching staff, I think the Cardinals have a very decent lineup, but Goldschmidt's got to regress at some point. A little aggression last year. Arenado's probably going to regress eventually. And then it's up to the other guys to figure out what they're going to do. Brendan Donovan, Mason Wynn, Tommy Pham, Jesus Christ. What's your second baseman's name?
Tommy Edman.
Alec Burleson.
Kisner.
You still have Wilson Contreras. He's still a baseball player.
Can't forget about Jordan Walker.
Jordan Walker, what's going to happen? Is he going to be good this year? He got sent down. I think that kind of fucked with him. But it's going to be really on the starting pitching rotation, and that's going to be a downfall. Now for the Yankees. Ready for this one? You ready for an honest Yankees analysis?
Here honest. 120 wins.
Honest.
ALCS loss to the Astros. Go ahead.
All right. Spring training. You know, it's going to be normal. Hitting nukes, young guys hitting nukes. It's going to be normal. April, we start off slow. We have a slow start in April, you know. Soto's getting accustomed to the Bronx. Cole has a few scratchy starts. Everyone starts like, oh my God, Cole's fucking regressing. We're fucked. Rodon is still kind of mid. We get into May and June, and the Yankees start looking scary because everything's coming together. The rotation, the lineup. We get into July, and they need some rotation help. So the Yankees trade for Dylan Cease. Okay? They trade for Dylan Cease, and that locks them up for the playoff run. They'll make it to the ALCS, where they'll face the Astros, and this will be the year we finally beat the Astros in 7 games, and we will see Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers in the World Series. That's my prediction. Yankees-Dodgers World Series, thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Season 2, have a good one. Walks away.
So who wins that World Series, deadass?
Oh, the Yankees, obviously.
Against the super team Dodgers? The 125-win Dodgers? The Dodgers without Shohei Ohtani pitching, winning 125 games in the regular season?
Dude, Yamamoto hasn't licked starting MLB game ball yet. And they're already crowning him a fucking genius. Like, he hasn't licked a ball yet. You can't tell me.
You know what I can tell you?
The rotation is sketchy. It's more sketchy than the Yankees. It's not a healthy rotation. Tyler Glass now. How many innings has he pitched in the last 3 years?
When they're 86-17 in July, then you could talk.
All right, bro. What are we playing? MLB The Show?
They're not going to be 86-17. If they're 86-17, I'm calling for fucking a board meeting or something because it's just not fair.
But let me ask you, Wag. Is there ever going to be a year that you could just admit the Yankees are not going to the World Series?
Yes, I will admit, but this year they're going.
Well, you also said that for the past 10 years.
No, that's false. There was like 2016, they were not good. Okay, when they blew it all up.
Wasn't that the start of it?
2017, they were decent. No, 2017, they made that run. Was that the year we got cheated?
I thought 16 was the year you got cheated.
It was one of those years.
It was 17?
17 yeah. was right, the year
so the
we
last
got...
7 years.
I mean, dude, listen, as long as we got Judge and Cole, we got a chance, okay?
we got a chance.
Yeah, Judge and Cole, we got a chance.
Two people out of a 40-man roster and you can make the World Series?
Listen, motherfuckers, okay? Rizzo's back. He's healthy, okay? Glaber's going to hit 25 nukes again. Volpe's going to hit over 250 with 20 nukes. I don't know who's playing third base, so we're not going to talk about
that.
I
don't know, he's on third base.
Austin Wells, our new catcher, is going to hit 20 nukes. It's going to be a stud. Left field is going to be Alex Verdugo. He's going to hit 25 nukes and have a better year than Brandon Nimmo. Center field's Judge, and he can win a fucking gold glove in center field. He's a better center fielder than Nimmo. Right field is Soto, who's the unequivocal best hitter in the league. Come on, boys. Hop on the fucking bandwagon. Fuck the Dodgers. It runs through the Bronx, okay?
Hey, Jim, I got a question for you.
Yeah, anything other than whatever the fuck he just said.
What month this summer are we going to hear Jonathan tell us he's not watching the Yankees no more?
July. He'll be done by July.
Fucking, we'll all be hanging out. Yankees go down 3-0 in the first. Yeah, we could turn it off.
Nah, man.
Because the pitching is going to be like... mid. Pitching is going to be mid. Verdugo is going to be like a platoon guy. He's barely going to be worth starting.
I forgot. The best thing. Once Dominguez comes back,
he'll take Verdugo's spot. Yeah. He'll take Verdugo's spot and struggle just like every other rookie does when they first get to the league. Soto is going to be
up,
a beast.
Hold up.
Judge is going to be a beast.
Cock missile. His first home run off a Hall of Fame pitcher. A fucking nuke.
Who was the Hall of Fame pitcher?
Justin Verlander.
How old is Justin Verlander?
Still shoved when he was on a good team.
Stop it.
He didn't shove.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Geriatric. See? He didn't shove when he was on the Astros. Okay, hold on. I need to see his Astros splits.
Oh my God, this guy's a mess, man. This guy's a mess. And I didn't even get to Volpe. He was going to be just the most mid shortstop ever because he's just mid. He's not good. He's not better than Lindor. He'll never be better than Lindor. Lindor's a Hall of Famer. He's on track to be a Hall of Famer.
Hey, right, listen, we're all on track to be a Hall of Famer one time in our career.
I capped. Verlander had a better year with the Mets. So that was a cap. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. Yeah,
take that and stick it right up your keister.
You also had about Stanton.
Stanton,
I think it takes him longer to trot the bases than it took Pujols in his last year.
Fuck you guys. He can go to a different universe for all I care, okay? Can I just say one thing? I don't have to deal
How many nukes for Stanton?
20.
You think he's going to be healthy 20? For that long?
He's going to DH, bro. He doesn't need to be. Well, he'll probably pull something running first base, but.
He'd be jogging to first base.
All right, but listen, I don't have to bitch about Josh Donaldson this year or Aaron Hicks, okay?
No, you'll just find two other people.
Oh, I won't.
Rodon. It'll be Rodon this year.
That's who's
honestly,
gonna be.
It's going to be Rodon, and I think it's going to be Volpe if he has another shit year.
He doesn't have a shit year for a rookie.
And it's going to be Verdugo because he's going to be Verdog crap.
He just needs to hold on until Dominguez comes back. That's all.
Wait, so is there like a minimum for your bets?
Yeah, there is. That's why it's
a minimum like games played.
It's gonna be void by the time Dominguez comes back. Why do you think I made it? It's a stupid bet. It's gonna be void.
What's the minimum?
16 games. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Third of the season, 16. Yeah.
Well, listen, relax, Pop. Judge might run into another wall and break his toe. So who the fuck knows?
Been a good second season, fellas.
Yeah, I mean,
we haven't missed much.
No, I mean, listen, guys, season two was a great season. Definitely better than season one. Won't be better than season three. I can promise you that. Season three is going to be a whole nother animal. And I hope you guys come along for the ride. Like I said, March 20th will be the first episode of season three. You'll see us hyping up on social media, going crazy, getting rowdy. But don't miss us too much, all right? We'll be just back in time for baseball season, right before the opening series in South Korea, right? I think. Seoul, South Korea, I think so, something like that. But yeah, nothing's allowed in the north. But yeah, we'll be back in time for that.
We will miss you guys.
But it'll be a good little refresher for us. Kind of get burnt out after about 45 episodes. So we'll be refreshed. We'll have a lot more to talk about, a lot more dynasty football, a lot more baseball, maybe even some football stuff, you know, some off-season football stuff. But just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you for listening, taking your time if you do listen to us, because season two is a blast, and hope you're excited for season three. Boys, if you want to take us out, I'm going to give you the reins for the end of season two. I've done enough talking, but someone take it away.
Nah, Nick gave the finger. He pointed to me. I don't think he wants to say anything. Yeah, same thing here, man. Thanks for listening. Season two was a blast. Season three, bigger and better. You already know what it is. All Park Beef is signing out. See you next season.